shrug, now here you are, holding your head up at the bar that holds the bar above your head. Right above that crown of thorns, oh, the same your father's worn, and his father before him. Makes you to question what is real, and moves to spin like Ferris wheels. The fair goes gone and left the carnies. Your eyes are thin, the gaze is long, your lips are cracked, bursting with song, stolen from that book of life. And Edgar Casey with a gun points the barrel at the sun, says Daniel showed him the signs. So Enoch stumbles up the stairs with his long and unkempt hair, tells you heaven's not his style anymore, says he's more into politics, has learned a couple magic tricks, and asks you, is this your card? You say, I do not think it's mine, but if you say so, that is fine. My hands are empty as they are, for my ways I do not see a set, but boys, hold on to your bets. I have transcended something awful. Lilith hangs on Adam's charms, hugs him with those addict arms. It's not love, but it is something. And Sisyphus, he stayed at home, and no longer rose his stone, has forgotten how to function. And a prodigal son, dressed in rags and all undone, comes in to take a load off, taking Edgar's 45, points it right between his eyes, says, relax, I'm only joking. Oh, and what a laugh you have, so hard that the mask is cracked, and we can see all that ugly scarring. And then Frankenstein's creation, lonesome and feeling wasted, salts off to bust his mirrors. The white dove with an olive branch tells you she has found dry land. You point her right to Noah's grave, and you wonder what it's for, and why you wonder anymore. Some things are just bigger than you are. The Canaanites, the Nephilim, that never-ceasing urge to binge on what would keep you from the promised land. Bonnie Parker on your lap compliments you on your laugh, but steals a smile from your face. Morning light glances through the shades on all the questions that have been raised, with no concern for the answer.